Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, the first day of March 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Todd Smallenberg. He is a candidate for the 106th House District in this August 6th Republican primary that's coming up. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, trucker. How are you today, brother?
Well, we've been fighting the good fight, and the bottom line is 25 counties, a lot of them from up here in northern Michigan, including some that are in your 106th district, Sheboygan, Presque Isle, and others, not going to be credentialed by Pete Hoekstra's administration running the Grand Rapids caucus event tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. The first district is now going to caucus in Houghton Lake at the venue that we did on January 13th for the state committee meeting. And as a potential state representative for the 106, how do you feel about Hoekstra and Stu Foster's decision not to credential so many of these counties in the state of Michigan?
Well, I've been talking to Rob Steele. I sent Melinda a text yesterday. I posted all over social media to President Trump, to the Michigan GOP, to Pete Hoekstra from Fox, to Fox News, and everywhere else I could, saying this is an utter travesty what's going on. Our focus is not on beating Democrats. Let's just put it like that. Because if it was, in his interview Pete Hoekstra did, saying he's going to invite us, he is lying. Because we are not, we were told if we submit last night, by 9 a.m., we'd be informed that we're good to go, and none of us have gotten any emails telling us that we're good to go. And this is just it's a sham. The whole thing is a sham, and we are not focused on beating Democrats.
Well, in the bottom line to all this, that really is the most frustrating for me, is because, as you know, Todd, I've been very active on this radio station and our platforms, the two websites, the two phone apps, to get people to run to be precinct delegates. And as a result, we got a lot of our patriots elected last, well, the last time it was August of 22, to become precinct delegates and to get involved in their local county parties. We've got new leadership up here in northern Michigan. I don't care if it's Presque Isle County, Sheboygan County, Antrim County, Mackinac County. We've got new leadership at the county level, and we, the people, are the ones that went to the state convention February of 23 last year to elect Christina. She got almost 1,200 votes statewide, and 40 people single-handedly dismantled this entire effort that we, the people, have put together. And people are telling me, Randy, that's it. I'm done. I'm leaving the Republican Party. And I'm like, okay, where are you going to go? You know, we got to stay and fight, and we need to grow this effort, not diminish it. I'm sure you'd agree with that statement.
Yeah, we cannot bite our noses off to spite our face. That is counterproductive, and it does us no good for this state and this country if we do that. I understand being, you know, dissatisfied, disillusioned, and everything else what's going on. But you know what we got to do now is just focus at our local levels and turn these races to ensure that we win back. So that way, if each one of the counties does that, we can regain the majority back at the state level and start taking care of business and hope and pray that it transpires at the federal level as well.
Now, I got a text message because right now you're running two ads for your campaign. One is on education and the other is basically Second Amendment constitutional rights. We just heard on Michigan Talk News at the top of the hour that John DeMoose got the message loud and clear. In the Senate, they passed the recommendations that came from the Capitol Commission blocking firearms from being allowed in the state capitol. And the vote was 20 Democrats voted for it, 18 Republicans, including DeMoose, voted against it. And now it has to go back to the House, which is shut down because they don't have a majority, so they're not doing any business until after the April elections. But basically, I want you to reinforce your commercial and your position on protecting our Second Amendment rights up here in the 106th House District.
I'm a constitutionalist. The Bill of Rights is written as is. It was written in those orders for a reason. And I'm 100% behind the Bill of Rights. And I've served this country for 39 years in uniform and in classified programs. And I'm here to tell you I'm a staunch supporter of our Bill of Rights. And I will fight tooth and nail to ensure that our rights that are God-given to us, not by man, but by God, that will be enshrined and will hold true as long as I'm breathing.
Well, one of the points that really bothers me about this whole thing is the current state representative did not show up for a vote on those gun bills when they were being passed in the House. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why he would miss that vote. I know you've questioned him on it. You've made posts on social media. At this point, he even went so far as to explain when the gun laws went into effect. And you looked at that post. What was your reaction to what he said? And where do you stand on him taking that position on these unconstitutional gun laws?
I was disgusted, and he's disingenuous. I can't speak for what he was thinking when he thought it. But I question whether if he agreed with those bills and just didn't vote for him because he knew that'd be his kiss of death, so he decided not to show up. To use the excuse that he was sick, but he was in office next day, and then watched the Democrat go up into the galley and vote from there when she had COVID. I'm sorry, unless you're on your deathbed and you're talking the Bill of Rights, you better damn well be in there, be voting to make sure we enshrine and protect our Bill of Rights. It's unconscionable why he chose to do what he did, and then to try to claim that he vehemently opposed it. If you vehemently opposed it, your ass should have been there, sitting there and voting, and make sure that your vote counted.
Absolutely, absolutely. One other thing that I've had a lot of people say, and this is, again, heading into this situation where we've reached out to the county chairs, we want to get a debate going. I know that the Presque Isle County Republicans wanted to do an event at their May 11th event, but some of the folks there said, that's not really the forum that we want. We want to actually hold a separate event where people can come specifically to hear both the current incumbent state rep and yourself actually debate. So we're working on something. I said I would be willing to be part of a panel, if just as a moderator, to allow the county chairs to be the ones that actually question you guys. But I'd be willing to oversee the timing of it all, the answers, whether timed answers and responses and rebuttals, and kind of, you know, enforce Robert's Rules of Order as far as the debate would be handled. Any feedback at all, anything that you're hearing from the other side? Is he willing to debate you face-to-face?
Everyone I'm talking to, and I've been doing this, as you know, for a couple months now, is saying that he is not responding. He's not responding to WBKB in Alpena that reached out. He's not responding to other county chairs who have contacted. So I don't know if his plan is to do Joe Biden and hide in his basement, but he doesn't have enough gumption to stand up and debate me, as far as I can tell. And because I've said it, and I'll say it again, I'll debate him anytime, anywhere, any place, under any circumstances.
Well, the other aspect to this that I found in this situation ongoing right now, the NRCC, the National Republican Congressional Committee, paid the lawyers, the Warner, Norcross, and Judd law firm, to represent Melinda Pago and others in that lawsuit. And lo and behold, come to find out through three different sources, they said, Randy, I won't go on the record. I'm not going to allow you to use my name. But I can tell you right now, Jack Bergman had his hand in the NRCC, sending money and paying for the attorneys to fight against and to remove Christina Caramo and to insert Pete Hoekstra. Have you heard any of that scuttlebutt in your circles, people you've been talking with?
Well, I've heard he's been involved. And then, you know, just a little over a week and a half ago, I was in Houghton Lake, where, you know, Jack put out that he will not be answering any questions for state level because Ken Borton was there and he would defer to him. So he says he's not going to be involved, and yet you hear he's got his finger on the scale. Would I be surprised? No, not at all.
Right, exactly, especially in light of his $5,000 star pack donation to a non-veteran, your opponent, and you calling him out on that. Izzy Lyman actually sent me the video clip from the ERG meeting, the Emmett Responsible Government event that you were there and you questioned Bergman on directly. Izzy sent me that video clip and I played it on the radio. And man, I got to tell you, people were like, how arrogant of Bergman to treat you, a fellow veteran, that way, number one. And number two, just blatant disregard for his own rules in which that pack was set up.
And to use veterans to raise money and do the complete opposite. You know, for someone that's supposedly a Marine Lieutenant General and me being a Marine Master Sergeant, to do that is unexcusable. I'm sorry, but you don't use veterans in that way, especially if you're a veteran. That just tells you how low a person will go to from politics. And that's why it's a cesspool, and that's why the average American is disgusted with it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people up here are really disenfranchised and actually ticked off. And, you know, I'm fighting this battle where everybody's like, that's it. I'm done with the state party. I'm done with the RNC. And really, I think what needs to happen, I think this may ultimately, Todd, be a blessing, is I'm saying, guys, stay within your own county. You know, raise money for your county party, get more people to become members, get the education cards out there that we've produced. We've got a great card that we're going to have at Houghton Lake tomorrow. I'm bringing 6,000 of these for people to take. You know, we're selling them $100, $20 for 100 of them, where it might impact 1,100 voters. I think the bottom line is, Todd, we got to do this at the county level. Your final thoughts.
You're absolutely correct, Trucker. Is we have to concentrate at the county levels, at the district, and make sure we win those races. Because, like you said, if we do that, each one of us does that, then we will affect things at the lowest level that impacts at the state and the federal.
Absolutely. Again, the website, if people want to check you out and donate to your campaign.
ElectSmallenberg.com. SmallenBerg.
Very good, sir. Have a blessed day. Are you going to go to Houghton Lake real quick?
Yeah. If that's where we end up, I'll be there.
Okay, buddy. We'll see you there tomorrow.
All right, brother. Be safe. Have a great day.
You too. Final segment, hour one. We'll be right back.
Take out the paper. Little Travis Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travis Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday. Greatly appreciate all the comments and text messages. Greg says, you know, with all this mess happening in the Michigan Republican Party, the Democrats are sitting back laughing at us. That may be the case. But, Greg, let me tell you, the people are ticked off. For example, these 9/11 cards, Antrim County Conservative Union, we printed up 10,000 of them. We had them shipped here to our home. Vicki and I bagged them up last night. I'm bringing 6,000 of these cards to Houghton Lake tomorrow. I've already had people tell me that they're buying them from us. Each card could impact 1,100 votes. Stop and think about this. Every event I go to, every single class I teach, everywhere I go, I'm going to have these cards available. People can spread these across the state of Michigan. You hand it to a person and ask them to talk to 11 people. That card might get circulated 2-3 times. Independents and people that are fed up with the Republicans are saying this is common sense questions to be asking people. Vote intellectually, not emotionally. November 5th, these 11 questions are not Republican or Democratic. They're American issues. And people are fed up. Now, I'm going to give you a warning right now. The gas prices are going up. Today is March 1st. The boutique blends are mandated by Washington, D.C. rules that they must, EPA rules say they must start blending these boutique blends of fuels for summer, vacations, travel time. They want these extra blends to be produced by the refineries, which will reduce the supplies of our normal gas that we get here in the state of Michigan. We aren't California. We aren't New York. We do not have these mandated blends of fuel here in our state. Our fuels stay the same year round. But the capacity of the refineries are going to be greatly impacted when these mandates kick in from the EPA, gas is going up. Now, I know it's a little bit of a tax that you didn't vote for, but it's an election year. And the timing of this, honestly, I think it's a God thing. I think God has his hand on all of this. The supply chain, beef prices are going to go through the roof. The supplies are going to become non-existent in the stores. I talked to Rick Young at Village Market in Elk Rapids the other day. He said, Randy, I hated to do it, but my ribeye steaks are $19.99 a pound. He said the supplies are already starting to dry up. Beef farmers are going out of business. Laura Ingraham's show reported that there are thousands of farmers going out. Beef farmers are going out. They're losing their farms. They can't keep the farm going anymore. This is going to happen, folks. It's happening here this summer, right before the August primaries and right definitely before the November election. All we got to do is educate the people. And don't make it political. Because I tell people, I hate the Republicans even more than I hate the Democrats. When it comes to policy, and when it comes to the selling out to the power brokers. I'll give you a perfect example. Ann Clark down in Wayne County, I believe District 12. I know Ann, she's a great patriot, like Dan Bonomi said. She got negotiated Huntington Place, Cobo Hall, for the 13 caucus rooms that we were going to need. She got it for $20,000. Do you know what Pete Hoekstra has agreed to pay the DeVos family for the Grand Amway Plaza in Grand Rapids for tomorrow? $200,000. 10 times what Christina's folks were able to get Huntington Place for, they're giving that money to the DeVos family. They're using big donors' monies to kick it back to DeVos. Do you kind of understand why the DeVos family wants to be involved in Michigan state politics so badly? So that they can get their Amway Grand Plaza leased out for these events. You're talking a few hours on a Saturday morning, and they're going to charge almost $250,000. And Hoekstra is willing to pay it. This is so corrupt, folks, it's unbelievable. And when people hear this, Vicky was scrapbooking with some women at a church yesterday. What the heck is going on in the Michigan Republican Party? Well, through osmosis, Vicky knows everything I talk about on this show. She laid it out to him. Those women were shocked. $800,000 for booze under Ron Weiser in non-election year 2021. Christina Crammel, chair of the party 2023, non-election year, not one dime on booze. Didn't waste the money leasing that dinosaur of a building there on Seymour Avenue. Absolutely amazing. Kicking the money back to their friends. We got to take back educating the public at the local county level. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job?